Hello children, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I'm Vasana Nadeshani Egudege from Regional English Support Center, Tangal. In today's lesson, I'm going to focus on two types of nouns. They are collective nouns and compound nouns. The objective of my lesson is to broaden your knowledge on vocabulary. First, shall we have a look at collective nouns? What are collective nouns? A collective noun is a collection of things taken as a whole. A collective noun is a word to represent a group of people, animals, or things. Can you think of some common collective nouns used for people? For example, a band of musicians, a board of directors, a choir of singers, a class of students, a crowd of people, a gang of thieves, a panel of experts, a team of players, a troupe of dancers. Also, shall we have a look at some common collective nouns used for animals? An army of ants, a flock of birds, a flock of sheep, a herd of deer, a hive of bees, a litter of puppies, a murder of crows, a pack of hounds, a pack of wolves, a school of fish, a team of horses, a pride of lions. Then, let's have a look at some common collective nouns used for things. A bouquet of flowers, a bunch of flowers, a fleet of ships, a forest of trees, a galaxy of stars, a pack of cards, a pair of shoes, a range of mountains. The most common question about collective noun is whether to treat them as singular or plural. It depends on the sense of your sentence. You have already learned this point from your grade 9 textbook. In your grade 10 textbook also, you have been given activities on collective nouns. We will refer to them at the end of our lesson. Now, take out your activity sheet and look at activity 1. Read the following paragraph and underline the collective nouns. Now, let's read the given paragraph. You can read with me. While reading, you can underline the collective nouns. A group of men has come to clear the jungle. The animals are forced to move out of their natural homes. A troop of monkeys swings quickly from tree to tree. A pack of lions roars loudly and walks hurriedly away. A herd of deer moves swiftly. A flock of birds and swarm of bees flies hastily away to look for new place to live. I think now you have underlined some collective nouns in this paragraph. What are they? A group of men, troop of monkeys, pack of lions, herd of deer, a flock of birds, a swarm of bees. We can see that most collective nouns in everyday speech are not specific to one kind of things. The collective noun pack can be applied to animals, people, and things such as pack of wolves, a pack of thieves, and a pack of cards. dear children. Now let's move to activity 2. Fill in the blanks with the correct collective nouns from the box. The collective nouns given in the box are band, bunch, choir, class, deck, department, faculty, firm, flock, herd, pack, pride, school, swarm, team. Now, look at the first blank. It is a collective noun used for wolves. What is it? By now you have met it. It is pack. We say a pack of wolves. Number 2. Singers. Usually, singers are in a choir. So, we can write a choir of singers. Number 3. Musicians. What's a suitable collective noun for musician? A band of musician. Number 4. Students. Students are in a class. So, we say a class of students. Number 5. Fish. The collective nouns used for fish is school. We can write a school of fish. Number 6. Lawyers. When there is a group of lawyers, we call it a firm of lawyers. Number 7. Cards. We know that cards are in a pack and we call it a pack of cards. Number 8. Cows. We use the word herd with cows. A herd of cows. Not only with cows, but also the word herd is used with some other animals like elephant, deer, goats, giraffe, cheetah, etc. Number 9. Teachers. We use it as a faculty of teachers. Number 10. Players. You know that it should be a team of players. Number 11. Grapes. We use the word bunch with grapes. So, it should be a bunch of grapes. Also, the word bunch is used with some other nouns like a bunch of flowers, a bunch of bananas, a bunch of ducks, and a bunch of keys. Number 12. Lions. With lions, we can use the word pride, a pride of lions. Also, we can say a pack of lions. A flock of lions and a troop of lions. Number 13. Bees. We can say a swarm of bees or a hive of bees. In this activity, the given word is swarm. Number 14. Employees. What's the collective noun used with employees? It's a department of employees. Last one, number 15 is birds. It should be a flock of birds. Now, please take out your grade 10 pupils book. Turn to page 19, activity 10. It will be a simple activity for you. Page number 19, activity 10. There are 5 pictures. You are asked to write the correct collective noun under each picture. The picture shows elephant. Now, you know the answer. It should be a herd of elephant. A herd of elephants. The second picture shows a bookshelf. So, it should be a shelf of books. A shelf of books. Third picture shows flowers. We can write it as a bunch of flowers. A bunch of flowers. The fourth picture shows chicks. The collective noun which goes with the word chicks is brood. A brood of chicks or a brood of chickens. The last picture shows grapes, which we have already discussed. We call it a bunch of grapes. So, we use the word bunch twice in this activity. A bunch of grapes and a bunch of flowers. Now, take out your activity work. Turn to page number 9. Activity 5. Workbook, page number 9, activity 5, as well as activity 6. In activity 5, you have been asked to match the given collective nouns with the appropriate nouns. The given nouns are matches, flowers, trees, elephants, tools, actors, and wolves. We already know some of them. A herd of elephants. A pack of wolves. A bunch of flowers. From the rest, matches are in a box. So we call it a box of matches. And also, when talking about tools, at once we remember the word set. So we can say a set of tools. We need a collective noun for actors. It is company. So we call a company of actors. And a clump of trees. Now it's time to move to the second stage of our lesson. It's on compound nouns. What are compound nouns? A compound noun is a noun made up of two or more existing words. A compound noun is usually formed with the combination of two nouns. For example, bus stop, firefly, football. Sometimes compound nouns are formed with the combination of an adjective and a noun. For example, full moon, blackboard, and software. There are other combinations also. It is important to understand and recognize compound nouns. Each compound noun acts as a single unit and can be modified by adjectives and other nouns. There are three forms for compound nouns. Number one, open or spaced. That is, there is a space between words. Example, dining room, ice cream, music box, etc. They are written as two words. Number two, hyphenated. There is a hyphen between words. Example, mother-in-law, runner-up, great-grandmother. Number three, close or solid. There is no space or hyphen between words. Example, housekeeper, showcase, bookmark, football. Now, let's move to activity 3 in the activity sheet. Read the following paragraph and underline the compound nouns. Now, I am going to read the paragraph. You can also join me in reading, and while reading, you can underline the compound nouns. Sandra loves to visit her grandmother in her farmyard on weekends. She loves to sit with her Lola Mata on the rocking chair and watch the fireflies at night. Lola Mata always reads fairy tales to Sandra before bedtime. She also shows her how to cook pancakes in the frying pan. Sandra proudly claims that she made 44 cookies one weekend and shred one half of them with the vice president of their homeowners club. By now, you must have underlined the compound nouns given in the paragraph. What are the compound nouns? We can find many compound nouns in it. They are grandmother, farmyard, weekend, rocking chair, fireflies, fairy tales, bedtime, pancakes, frying pan, 44, one half, vice president, and homeowners. Now you have an idea of what a compound noun is. With that understanding, we will move to activity 4. Match the words and make compound nouns. What are the compound nouns you can form by matching? You can check your answers if you have already done the activity. They are armchair, bedroom, catfish, check up, chopstick, earthworm, firefly or firehouse, footprint or handprint, free away, handshake, lighthouse, notebook, pancake, rainbow, snowball, stepmother, stopwatch, sweetheart, tablespoon, and watchdog. Dear children, now we have come to the end of our lesson on collective nouns and compound nouns. You can collect collective nouns and compound nouns from the reading materials you read. Make two lists of collective nouns and compound nouns. Adding them to your existing vocabulary, you can expand.